But first, it being made around here, I've never known of, actually known of any whiskey being made here, but I've seen where it has been made and things, but I've never seen any made.
Yeah, the guy who made it would be called a, they called him the, you know what they call him? Let me tell you, there's an island down on the White River, down at the mouth where it runs into Arkansas, and that whole island back in the 40s, well, I guess it was the 30s, they said just used to have oodles of bootleggers on it.
Well, you know, they have bootleggers up here now, but...
the place they sell it is called...
Yeah, that's a bootlegger, but you know, I don't know what the man's called it. It makes it. I guess he might be called a bootlegger too, but you know.
Yeah.
But up here, back a few, you know, especially when I was a teenager running around, we bought whiskey and beer from bootleggers all the time, but it wasn't moonshine or, and it was bonded whiskey and stuff. It just sold it illegally.
Yeah. Is there a place like that up there now or anywhere around? Cause
you know, I imagine there is.
Where do you have to go? Where's the closest place to get a beer?
You
know, because I like to sit and have a beer, huh?
Newport.
40 miles.
It's more than 40 miles.
Can't you go across the Missouri line?
Yeah, you can go up to Missouri. It's about 50 miles.
50 from here to Missouri?
Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Is it that far?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. That's just...
Yeah, it's 50 miles to Missouri, and it's about 50 to Newport. That's the closest place. And most of them, they did. You know, this big recreation outfit over here, Horseshoe Bend. They had three private clubs over there, and about anybody could go over there and have a beer or mixed drink. So they say, I've never went over there because I didn't have no hankering to go. I just always went to Newport or somewhere if I wanted some beer. And but now they've closed those down the last few days, and I don't know what all those people's gonna do.
Yeah.
But now, most... people around up here, they went over about every weekend. The Horseshoe at the Eagles Club or some of them.
Well, it's a Horseshoe today, but there's no place in Horseshoe you can buy liquor in.
Well, it's not supposed to be. They're not supposed to be. Yeah, there was a place over here across the river we used to buy at bootlegging all the time. And I don't think they're selling it now. I don't know.
The place where they sell that would be called. You ever heard of Blind Tiger?
No.
Talk about the, you know, maybe they'd lower it through a hole in the roof or something like that.
I imagine. I always figured these people we'd buying from had to law bought off or something because you know we'd just drive up. They kept it in the deep freeze. They kept it, but. Keep your deep freeze full, boy. We'd just go.
Was it froze?
No, it wouldn't be froze. They'd sell it too fast for it to freeze. They'd just put there long enough to cool it.
Oh, boy. That's something.
But I've always heard people talk about, you know, people making whiskey and stuff, but that's something I never seen made. And I was always afraid of moonshine whiskey and stuff. I don't know why. I just always... afraid of it. I've drunk a little of it two or three times is all. I just
the stuff that was really bad that would, you know, pop your skull.
I don't know. I never did have much dealing with that. They had just about quit that making them moonshiners. That's what they call the people that made it, moonshiners.
Yeah.
They'd
like.
Yeah, they'd quit making that moonshine before I was big enough to know anything about it.
Yeah. Have any tough characters in the country when you're coming up?
No, not.